This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Pediatric influenza hospitalizations nearly doubled post-pandemic, Canadian surveillance finds. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence, pediatric influenza hospitalizations in Canada nearly doubled in 2022-2023 compared to the previous year, marking a significant rebound from pandemic-era lows, according to a comprehensive surveillance study published in The Lancet Regional Health Americas. The study, conducted by the Canadian Immunization Monitoring Program, IMPACT, analyzed 11 years of data from 12 pediatric hospitals across Canada. Key takeaways: pediatric influenza hospitalizations nearly doubled in 2022 to 2023 compared to 2021 to 2022. Age distribution shifted modestly toward older children during the post-pandemic period. Severity indicators increased from 2021 to 2022, but remained below pre-pandemic levels. Study at a glance. Nearly 2x increase in pediatric influenza hospitalizations in 22 to 2023 versus 2021 to 2022, post-pandemic surge. Reveals changing patterns. The IMPACT Surveillance Network documented a dramatic rebound in pediatric influenza hospitalizations during the 2022 to 2023 season. This increase represents a return toward pre-pandemic hospitalization rates, though patterns have not fully normalized. The study revealed a modest but notable shift in age distribution, with hospitalizations increasingly affecting older children compared to historical patterns. This demographic change suggests that pandemic-related disruptions may have altered typical seasonal influenza transmission dynamics. Researchers from the Canadian Immunization Monitoring Program noted that while hospitalization rates surged, the overall severity profile remained complex, with some indicators showing improvement compared to pre-pandemic baselines. Severity indicators show mixed recovery. While hospitalization numbers increased substantially, severity measures presented a nuanced picture. According to the Lancet study, severity indicators rose compared to the 2021-2022 season, but remained modestly reduced compared to pre-pandemic levels. This pattern suggests a partial return toward historical epidemiologic norms rather than a complete reversion. The World Health Organization has noted similar patterns globally, with post-pandemic influenza seasons showing altered timing and severity profiles. The findings have important implications for healthcare planning, as the data indicates that while pediatric influenza burden is recovering, the clinical presentation may differ from historical expectations. Healthcare systems must prepare for potentially different demographic and severity patterns as influenza surveillance continues to evolve. Pediatric influenza hospitalizations nearly doubled in 2022 to 2023, with a modest shift in age distribution toward older children, though severity remained below pre-pandemic levels. Canadian Immunization Monitoring Program IMPACT, The Lancet Regional Health Americas, 2026. Implications for future surveillance. The study's findings highlight the importance of continued robust surveillance as influenza patterns normalize. The CDC's influenza surveillance programs have documented similar recovery patterns across North America, suggesting these trends may be regional rather than country-specific. Researchers emphasize that the partial return to pre-pandemic patterns requires ongoing monitoring to understand whether current trends will stabilize or continue evolving. The demographic shifts observed in Canada may inform vaccination strategies and hospital preparedness planning across similar healthcare systems. What this means for patients. Parents should maintain vigilance for influenza symptoms in children and ensure vaccination schedules are up to date, particularly for older children who may face increased risk. For clinicians, healthcare providers should prepare for increased pediatric influenza cases with potentially different age distributions, and be aware that severity patterns may differ from pre-pandemic expectations. For policymakers, public health authorities should enhance surveillance systems and consider adjustments to vaccination campaigns and hospital capacity planning based on evolving epidemiologic patterns. Frequently asked questions: Why did pediatric influenza hospitalizations increase so dramatically? The nearly doubled hospitalization rate represents a rebound from pandemic-era lows when public health measures significantly reduced influenza transmission. As these measures relaxed, influenza circulation returned to more typical patterns. Are children sicker with influenza now than before the pandemic? The study found that while severity indicators increased from 2021 to 2022, they remained below pre-pandemic levels. This suggests children are not experiencing more severe illness overall, but patterns are still normalizing. What does the age distribution shift mean for families? The modest shift toward older children being hospitalized may reflect changes in immunity patterns and exposure during the pandemic. Parents of children across all age groups should remain vigilant and ensure vaccinations are current. The Canadian surveillance data provides crucial insights into how pediatric influenza patterns are evolving in the post-pandemic era. As healthcare systems worldwide navigate this transition, robust monitoring will be essential to understand whether current trends represent a new normal or continued evolution toward pre-pandemic patterns. Source: Epidemiology and Severity of Pediatric Influenza Hospitalizations Before and During the COVID-19 Pandemic, a surveillance study of the Canadian Immunization Monitoring Program, IMPACT, 2012-2023.